This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of December 2025. Essence, sweet children, remember the Father for as long as you live. It is by having this remembrance that your lifespans will increase. The essence of this study is remembrance. Question. Why is the supersensuous joy of you children remembered? Answer. Because you constantly celebrate happily in remembrance of Baba. It is now Christmas for you all the time. God is teaching you. What happiness can be greater than this? This is happiness for every day. And this is why there is praise of your supersensuous joy. Song. Show the path to the blind, dear God. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father, who is the bestower of the third eye of knowledge, is explaining to you spiritual children. No one except the Father can give you a third eye of this knowledge. Each of you children has now received a third eye of this knowledge. The Father has explained that devotion is the path of darkness. Because there is no light at night, people stumble around in the dark. It is sung, the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. In the Golden Age, you will not say that you want to be shown the path, because you are being shown the path now. The Father comes and shows you the way to the land of liberation and the land of liberation in life. You are now making effort. You now know that there is little time left. The world is going to change. A song has been created about how the world is going to change. However, poor human beings do not know when, how, or who changes the world, as they do not have a third eye of this knowledge. You children have now received the third eye of this knowledge, with which you know the beginning, middle and end of the world cycle. This is the saccharin of knowledge which you have in your intellects. Just as a little saccharin is very sweet, in the same way the word of knowledge, man above, is the sweetest of all. Simply remember the Father. The Father comes to show you the path. He shows you the path to where? To the lands of peace and happiness. So you children are very happy. The world does not know when happiness is celebrated. Happiness will be celebrated in the new world. It is a common fact. How can there be happiness in the old world? People in the old world are crying out in distress because they are Tamopratan. How can there be happiness in the Tamopratan world? No one has any knowledge of the Golden Age. And that is why the poor, helpless people continue to celebrate here. Just see how much they celebrate Christmas in happiness. Baba says, if you want to ask anything about happiness, ask the gopis and gopis, my children, because the Father is showing you a very easy path. While living at home with your families and carrying on with your businesses, remain like a lotus flower and remember me. It is like that lover and beloved remember each other, even while doing their work. They also receive visions, just like Layla and Majnu, and here Rajna did. But they did not love one another for vice. Their love is remembered. They fell in love with one another. However, it is not the same here. Here you have been the lovers of that beloved for many births. That beloved is not your lover. You called him to come here, saying, O God, come and show the path to the blind. You have been calling out to him for half a cycle. People call out to him more when their sorrow increases. There are those who remember him more in times of sorrow. Look, there are now so many who remember him. It is sung. Everyone remembers him at a time of sorrow. With time, they become more and more Tamopratan. So you are ascending, whereas they are descending even more, because everything will continue to become more and more Tamopratan until destruction takes place. Day by day, Maya is also becoming more and more Tamopratan. At this time, the Father is the almighty authority, and Maya too is an almighty authority. She too is very powerful. At this time, you children are the mouth-born progeny of Brahma and the decoration of the Brahmin clan. Your clan is the most elevated, and it is said to be the highest clan of all. At this time, your lives are invaluable, and this is why you should take care of this life, this body. Because of the five vices, the lifespans of people's bodies also continue to decrease. Therefore, Baba says, renounce the five vices and stay in yoga, and your lifespans will increase. Your lifespans will gradually continue to increase, and it will be 150 years in the future. It cannot be that at present. Therefore, the Father says, take a lot of care of your body. Otherwise, it is said that the body is of no use, just a puppet of clay. You children now understand that you have to remember Baba for as long as you live. Why does a soul remember Baba? For the inheritance. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father and imbibe divine virtues, and you will become like that. Therefore, you children should study this study very well. Do not be lazy in your studies, otherwise you will fail. You will attain a very low status. The main thing in this study is the essence, which is remember the Father. Whenever any people come to an exhibition or to your centre, first of all, explain to them that they should remember Baba, because he is the highest on high. Only the highest on high should be remembered. Do not remember anyone who is lower than him. It is said, God is the highest on high. It is God who establishes the new world. The Father says, look, I establish the new world. This is why, if you remember me, your sins will be cut away. Remember this very well, because the Father is the purifier. He says, when you call me the purifier, you are Tamopratam, and very impure. Now become pure. The Father comes and explains to you, children, your days of happiness are about to come. Your days of sorrow have now come to an end. This is why people call out to him, O remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness. You know very well that there is nothing but happiness in the Golden Age. The Father tells you, children, all of you must continue to remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. This is the confluence age, and the boatman is taking you across. There is no question of a boatman or a boat in this. They simply sing the praise, take my boat across. Now, it is not only one person's boat that has to be taken across, is it? It is the boat of the whole world that has to be taken across. This whole world is like a big steamer that is being taken across. So you children should celebrate with a lot of happiness, because there is constant happiness for you. It is constantly Christmas. Since you children have met the Father, it is constantly Christmas for you. This is why your supersensuous joy is remembered. Look, why is this one constantly happy? Oh, he has found the unlimited Father. That one is teaching us. So you should have this happiness every day. It is a wonder that the unlimited Father is teaching you. Have any of you heard this before? God Speaks is mentioned in the Gita that he teaches Raja Yoga. Just as those people teach the yoga to become a barrister or a surgeon, I teach you spiritual children Raja Yoga. When you come here, you truly do come to study Raja Yoga. There is no need to be confused. So study Raja Yoga and complete this course. Do not run away. You have to study and also imbibe this very well. The teacher teaches you in order for you to imbibe it. Each one's intellect is of a different level. For some it is the highest, for some it is of the middle level, and for others it is the lowest. So ask yourself, am I of the highest level, the middle level, or the lowest level? You should be able to recognize yourself as to whether you are worthy enough to pass the highest examination of all and claim a high status. Am I doing service? The Father says, children become serviceable. Follow Baba, because I am also doing service. I have taken this chariot because I too have come to do service. So I do it every day. The chariot is very strong and good, and he constantly offers his service. Bapdada is in this one's chariot all the time. Even if this one's body is unwell, I am still sitting in it. So I sit in this one and write. If this one cannot say anything with his mouth, I can still write it. The Murli must never be missed. So while this one is able to sit and write, I can also conduct the Murli, write it, and send it to you children, because I am serviceable. Therefore the father comes and explains, consider yourselves to be souls. Let your intellects have faith and engage yourselves in doing service. It is the Father's service, on Godfatherly service. Those people write on His Majesty's service. So what would you say? This service is even higher than that of that Majesty, because He makes you into Majesties, Emperors. You can understand that you are truly becoming the masters of the world. Those of you children who make a lot of effort are called Mahaviras. So you have to check which ones are the Mahaviras who follow Baba's directions. The father explains, children, consider yourselves to be souls and see each other as brothers. The father considers himself to be the father of the brothers and only looks at the brothers. He will not look at everyone. You know that you cannot hear or speak without a body. You know that I too have entered a body. I have taken this body on loan. Everyone has a body. It is through your bodies that you souls here are studying. Therefore, you souls should now understand that Baba is teaching you. Where is Baba's seat? On the immortal throne. Baba has explained that each soul is an immortal image that is never destroyed. It is never burnt, finished or drowned. It can neither be smaller nor larger. Bodies can be big or small. The throne of all the souls of all human beings in this world is the forehead. The bodies are all different. The immortal throne of some is that of a man. Of some of it is of a woman. And of some it is that of a child. So whenever you speak to anyone, consider yourself to be a soul talking to your brother. I am giving the Father's message. Remember Shiv Baba, and the rust on the soul will be removed. When gold has alloy mixed into it, its value is reduced. And so your value too has reduced. You have now become completely valueless. This is also known as becoming bankrupt. Bharat used to be so wealthy. It now continues to incur debts. Everyone's money will be wiped out in destruction. Those who lend and those who borrow will all be wiped out, and only those who have taken the imperishable jewels of this knowledge will come and claim their fortune. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Follow the father and become serviceable, the same as Baba. Check yourself to see whether you have become worthy enough to pass the highest on high examination and claim a high status. 2. Follow Baba's directions and become a Mahavira. Just as Baba sees and teaches souls, in the same way, look at everyone as souls, as brothers, while talking to them. Blessing. May you be a special actor who creates an elevated reward for the whole cycle through your greatness and closeness to Bap Dada. In this life of dying alive, the bases of greatness are two things. One, to be constantly uplifting others. Two, to remain pure from birth. The children who have been constant in both of these from the beginning and will be to the end, whose purity has not lapsed in any way, and who have been constantly benevolent to the world and the Brahmin family. Such special actors remain constantly close to Bap Dada, so their elevated reward is created for the whole cycle. Slogan: when your thoughts are wasteful, all your treasures also go to waste. Aviat signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. In order to experience the karmatit stage, together with listening to this knowledge and relating it, now pay special attention to becoming detached and bodiless, the same as Father Brahma. Father Brahma gave the practical experience of remaining detached and loving in corporeal life before becoming karmatit. He did not stop doing service or performing any other actions, but became detached and, till the last day, continued to serve the children. Follow the Father in the same way. Om Shanti.